Changing your brain, can it change your life? Changing your brain, can it change your life? I say it can. Part of it is what I call the GABA program or hamster method. WTF, right? What does GABA have to do with anything? It sounds unlikely. Even if you know what GABA is. But it does. What is gamma-aminobutyric acid, GABA? Gamma-aminobutyric acid, GABA, is a neurotransmitter, a chemical messenger in your brain. It slows down your brain by blocking specific signals in your central nervous system, your brain and spinal cord. GABA is known for producing a calming effect. From our point of view, the important brain center in this regard manages beliefs, convictions, and worldview. Unless the beliefs, convictions, worldview changes, your attitudes and consequently your actions will remain the same. Your actions are what produce everything that you ever wanted. If you don't like what you have produced, then you are out of luck. And that is where all the science, all the courses, all the books, all the brilliant theories are dumbfounded. Because, gulp, no one has been able to change their opinions about themselves and about the world enough for it to be able to change their lives. Just try to convince an atheist that there is a guy in the sky who is personally interested in what they are doing. Or a conspiracy theorist that what they say is BS. Not possible. No argument can dislodge the strong conviction that one believes is true. This work is about turning Homo sapiens into human being. In this work, the most important stumbling block is people remaining on the systemic judgment level of value. They remain there because they insist that things, people, ideas, or even them are wrong. Or right, whichever is the case. The examples are people changing their limiting beliefs. The examples we hear are on the surface are credible. And they make us believe that it is possible. But when you scratch the surface, they are all bogus. What happened on the surface may be true, although rarely is, but what didn't happen deeper, a few layers down, doesn't prove their theory. Doesn't prove their story. So. Are we, out of luck? Yes and no. In the past month or so you have been hearing and reading me talk about energies from source. Bach energies, gene adjustments, and a working methodology that slowly adjusts the belief system, imperceptibly to the person. All that is, in my humble opinion, what all these gurus are missing. They are trying to cause changes with words. And to everyone's despair, it doesn't work. So much so, that I hear there is even a backfire effect. The more someone works on changing their minds, the deeper the conviction goes. Meaning it gets deeper. Now why would energies work? Because energies are able to change the inner structure of connections, and still maintain some balance. Homeostasis that the brain is willing to fight for. In biology, homeostasis is the state of steady internal, physical, chemical, and social conditions maintained by living systems. This is the condition of optimal functioning for the organism and includes many variables, such as body temperature and fluid balance, being kept within certain preset limit. You see, when you are asked to change a deep-seated opinion about yourself, about the world, about how it all works, changing that opinion would create a massive imbalance. And the brain fight against imbalance. Incidentally, that is what happened to me in 1977, when I changed my mind about socialism, the system I lived in at the time. It was like the floor was pulled from under my feet. It took me some time to rebuild my homeostasis. A sense of balance. And then, again, in 2003, when my brain completely rebalanced itself, rebuilt itself, due to the destabilizing effect of the Holosync audio. None of my students have been willing to enter imbalance. It takes courage that most people don't have access to. If you have done classes, recently, with me, we have been working with the 50 Bach energies. It's really 45. Five energies are duplicated, but played with a different undertone. As if the same sound is played with a different musical instrument, one with a oboe, the other with a violin. They will push your belief from a different side. So what is that something that gets pushed? If you think it's a belief, or a sense of self, or conviction. A defense mechanism, you guessed right. I am personally most interested in this aspect. The construct of the self. The convictions that do their darndest to keep you the same. Keep you the same, while consciously you would like to be more, better, or different. Consciously, I say. So you can have a better life, feel better about yourself, be healthier, and wealthier and happier. While unconsciously you stick with how you have always been. My gentle challenges, the reality challenge. The reframing challenge, the attitude challenge, the sight challenge, and now the drink your food challenge are really gentle nudges to dislodge the stuck self. How? I really cannot claim that I know. But all the challenges work on the basis of the hamster method, building a habit that slightly, imperceptibly can change the who. Is it foolproof? No. It still needs you to desire being bigger with your conscious mind. Desiring not only to feel better, but to be bigger. Okay, let's look how the Bach energies work to help you gently turn your ship around in a tight bay. Which is the best example I have for turning your beliefs into beliefs that actually serve you. Beliefs that are actually more in alignment with who you are, how the world is, and what is possible for you. Because that is what has been puzzling everyone. And this promise is what makes billions, I estimate, of dollars for snake oil salespeople. Believe it or not, your whole inner construct of what you consider true is stable. And yes, it is a construct. Like a building. Like a machine. We will call it an S, and evolutionary stable strategy, although I prefer calling things that work well for you an S. But any stable worldview works for you in a weird, in a backhanded way. One example is, you are a slacker. You have never did anything that requires effort. You have never accomplished anything that you can be proud of. You live off of someone or someone's. You pretend that it doesn't work for you. But if it didn't, you would actually change. So how do you make it work for you? You blame something other than yourself. Even when you seemingly blame yourself. You are not responsible. Your childhood trauma is. Or your lack of courage is. Or the fact that you cannot not call something wrong. That is responsible, not you. Your racket. Not you. Only 20% of all people have a worldview that is incompatible with and non-supportive of their real ambitions and real desires. I have had people quit my programs because their self-image, their self-construct, their worldview can't tolerate the idea that they should adopt a worldview that is counter to what they believe to be good, true, useful. Someone just quit yesterday. He found that other people didn't ask him to change his mind to build something big. I did. Will he be able to build something big without changing his mind? No one can. I couldn't. And I still have an area of my self-image, that unless I change my mind there, I will be stuck in relative lack in life. Okay, the next part is very technical. I may lose you here. If so, jump to the end. So what the Bach energies can do is very similar to what you would do if you wanted to change the shape of a roof that is built of many short rods. I worked for a manufacturing company, as a structural engineer for a while between 1975 and 1977. I then worked with their products for another 2 years. The roofs were made up of lots of short bars. With lots of possible configurations. If you look at the human brain, it is a lot like a roof made of many short rods. Just like roofs, the brain doesn't like to reorganize itself. It resists at any change. It threatens the whole roof with the threat of collapse and death. The operative word is threaten. I have my own private threat issues. My body threatens me with death, suffocation regularly. I call the feeling panic. It matches lavender, the Bach energy, but I prefer calling a spade a spade. Changing a worldview is a serious reorganization. That reorganization the cowardly brain won't allow. Unless it happens rod by tiny rod, so it sneaks up on the brain. Unless the process always aspires, always maintains homeostasis. Why do I say cowardly brain and not just the brain? Cowardice, in my opinion, only says that what you say you want is less important than safety, remaining in the true and tried. Even if it is miserable. Whereas courage says that what you want, what you say you want, is more important than staying on the stands of life. I am saying this after 38 years of assisting people in what they say they want. You can go the holosync path. Shaking the brain to a point where unless it reorganizes itself, it will actually fall apart. This is, maybe, what happens in near-death experiences. Some circumstance shook the brain into almost falling apart. The result is a higher organized brain with a massively different worldview. I had my grand mal seizure experience in 2003. My brain was already out of whack due to a medical malpractice during a surgery in 1998. So the holosync audio didn't have to do much work to further unbalance my already unbalanced brain. My brain refused to fall apart and created a new constellation that started my real chance for growth. I was 56 years old at the time. And yet, it wasn't until I duplicated the Bach flower remedies in downloadable energy format, that my real growth, my shedding most of my rigid insistence on certain views began. I considered the Bach energies lame until I realized how wrong I had been. There are two energies among the 50, that act like linchpin for most people, the vine and the you. It is the same energy, different context. One aspect is yourself by itself, as the center of the universe, where you consider your word as law. For others. For the world. The other aspect is yourself in competition with others. And where they should have nothing or you feel you'll starve to death. Both are, in essence, the core elements of your worldview. And obviously in the world where 8 billion people have this worldview, unhappiness, dissatisfaction, and arguments are the rule, not the exception. That worldview, that you had by design when you were a baby or a toddler, becomes harmful to you when you become a young person, or an adult. That worldview needs to change into a more inclusive worldview, for you to be able to live with others, in harmony, feel good about yourself, and produce what you want to produce in life. So, and please don't hate me, don't hate it. Unless you have managed to grow up and abandon naturally most of what helps a baby to survive. Abandon what hinders an adult. Or get rid of the genes by turning it off. The two genes that turn should have turned off, naturally, after age 3 and after age 6. One around the time of potty training becoming possible. The second at entering elementary school age. Unless they both turn off, no amount of Bach energy treatments will be able to do the trick. Your linchpin energy needs to go first. So, you see, this is already complicated. But there is even another aspect. Change your worldview to what? If you keep on being exposed to one worldview by family, by social affiliations, at work, by the media you frequent, the process probably can't work to your advantage. You want to have a worldview that is flexible and responds to reason. This means you need to build a strong connection between your amygdala and your prefrontal cortex. Your emotional center and your thinking/reasoning center. Darn. This is why the methodology I support most include energies, practices in the challenges, and pulling back your attention and support of worldviews. All of them. Including science, including liberal, conservative, on every single issue. The three-prong approach to help you become all you can become, after I pull your entitlement aka baby genes. The easiest part is the energies, you just need to expose yourself to them. The hardest is the practice. And the third is to withdraw your attention from rigid opinionated others. Even if they are your family. It's possible. Just don't get entangled. And it's hard, because they tend to throw down the gauntlet. And you get hooked. So what should you do if you don't know if your baby genes are on, or off as they should be? Obviously, if you want them turned off, then get them turned off. So what should you do if you have those turned off, you have the Bach energies, and still nothing is happening? You may need to work on the hate. Hating how it is. But if you are a positive thinking fan, I may not be able to help. Frown. You don't realize but you have an opinion of everything. And your opinion is mostly systemic judgment. Good, bad, right, wrong, true, not true. So you see that construct of the roof made of tiny rods is very 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 complicated. You may want to start with the easy rods. The rods that are not really weight-bearing, only firming up the worldview. The Bach energies are those tiny rods. The Bach energies that you resonate with. And therefore they are part of your geodesic dome roof. Work on those. One of my students has some 12 Bach energies active in her Bach profile. She is also a positive thinker. She is rigid as rigid can be. Her way would be. Step 1, gene adjustment, deactivating the baby genes. I may have to do it several times. Frown. Step 2, loosening her systemic judgment. Turn it into hate. Hating what you used to call wrong is a better choice. Step 3, weakening the linchpin Bach emotion, which is, for most people, either the you or the vine. Or just noticing that it is, automatically, gone. At this point, if I were you, I would be really curious what energies keep me the same. What keeps me a non-producer, a non-reader, a non-effective person who is not happy? The full Bach profile can help you with that. For a limited time I throw what I normally do separately, the three energies that most define you. Your emotional reaction to not getting what you want? Who you pretend to be to cover it up, hoping that it will eventually get you accepted, loved, considered well. What is your linchpin holding it all together? Get your full Bach profile with the three significant energies highlighted.